And now some good news on vaccines. Pfizer and its partner, BioNTech, announced today some promising but preliminary results from a large study of their experimental coronavirus vaccine. The companies say their vaccine was more than 90% effective in preventing cases of COVID-19. And joining me now to explore the latest results and just how impressive they are is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey. Okay, so how impressive are these results?
Oh, they're impressive.
Okay.
I've been in communication with scientists all during the day, and I keep getting notes like, wow, this is, we had hopes, but this is pretty remarkable. So, yeah, very impressive.
Fantastic to hear. Well, tell us more about the study. Like, how big was this trial, and how did they determine whether the vaccine really worked?
Well, this trial involved almost 44,000 volunteers, and the way it worked is everybody got two injections, but half of the people in the trial got an injection with just salt water, a placebo it's called, and the other half got the vaccine. And then you sort of wait, because you wait to see, well, how many people who got the vaccine get sick versus how many people got the placebo and got sick. Well, there were 94 cases of COVID in the study so far, and of those, more than 90% were in the group that didn't get the vaccine. So that suggests that your vaccine is working pretty well.
Huh, that does sound promising. Well, I mean, vaccine studies have been criticized for leaving out certain populations like people of color or older adults. How diverse were the participants in this study? Do we know?
Well, the company was sensitive to that, Pfizer, and they put out a list of their percentages by ethnic background, and I'll read them off to you. It's 6% Asian, 10% Black, 13% Hispanic Latinx, 1% Native American, and 45% 56 to 85 years old. So that's a pretty good spread. I should say those are the results from the study that was done in this country. There were other studies or other portions of the study that were going on in other countries, and they're slightly different, but it's still a pretty broad range.
Well, why are we hearing about this news now before the trial's complete? And why from the companies instead of, say, the Food and Drug Administration or a scientific journal?
Yeah, well, this is a little unusual in the sense that, I mean, normally drug companies don't talk much at all about the results from their studies until they're presented to the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration.
Right.
But this is a different time. And they've been saying all along, look, as soon as we have definitive results, either that the vaccine's working or it's not working, we're going to tell you. And they set a set of criteria, and they've been sticking to it as far as we can tell. I mean, they waited until they got X number of cases, and then they asked this independent body to review the data, and then the independent body looked at it and said, yes, it looks to us like you've got something there. And so they came out and said it. Nothing, it's unusual, but it's nothing out of the ordinary from what they said was going to be coming.
Okay, so what are we expecting to happen next at this point?
Well, what happens next is they go to the Food and Drug Administration and ask for some sort of a permission to distribute this vaccine. It's not going to be a formal approval, but it'll probably be something called an emergency use authorization, which is allowed when we're in an emergency situation with a pandemic and we approve drugs, or we not approve, but authorize drugs to be used a little bit sooner than they would normally. But the company says that it's going to take them at least 3 more weeks to get the kind of safety data that the FDA has asked for, that they can present to the FDA, and then the FDA can make some sort of decision.
All right. That is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.